Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, November 27th. Israel and Hamas are showing signs they're open to extending their temporary truce. A pause in the fighting is supposed to end today, and so far, 58 hostages have been released by Hamas in exchange for 117 Palestinians, while hundreds of trucks carrying much-needed aid have reached people in Gaza. One of those hostages was American dual citizen Abigail Eden, who turned 4 on Friday.
She spent her birthday, that birthday, and at least 50 days before that held hostage by Hamas.
President Joe Biden confirmed that Abigail was released yesterday and described her trauma after her mother died in front of her and her father was killed when he used his body to shield his daughter.
What she endured is unthinkable.
Biden says he's, quote, hopeful this is not the end of the temporary truce, and says the U.S. will push for it to be extended. The pause in fighting has given people in Gaza time to recover the bodies of their loved ones from underneath the rubble, so they can bury them and say goodbye. But the relief brought by the truce has been bittersweet for many, because it's also meant they've been able to see the full scale of the devastation for the first time, with entire neighborhoods leveled to the ground. In the US, police have arrested a suspect in the shooting of 3 Palestinian college students in Vermont. A 48-year-old man living near the scene was arrested yesterday after his home was searched, as authorities are investigating whether the shooting was a hate crime. He's expected to be arraigned in court later today. According to police, the 3 students were walking along the street Saturday night when they were confronted by a man with a handgun, who opened fire and shot each of them without speaking, before fleeing. Police say 2 of them were in stable condition over the weekend, but the 3rd received much more serious injuries. As a lake effect snowstorm makes its way across the Northeast, New York's governor is urging residents to use extra caution when traveling. Some areas near Lake Ontario and Lake Erie are expected to get more than a foot of snow. And the snow already fell over the Central Plains last night, with reports of over a foot in cities across Kansas. That made Thanksgiving travel quite hectic over the weekend, and nearly 7,000 flights were delayed across the country yesterday. Today, people in Atlanta will be able to pay their respects to the late former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter. She'll be lying in repose at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum, which will be open to the public. Rosalynn Carter passed away last week at the age of 96, and people in her home city of Plains, Georgia, say she'll be remembered for her kindness.
Rosalynn was very, very personable. She was genuine in everything that she did and said.
Her legacy, it will never die. It's like none other.
Tomorrow, the Bidens are expected to attend a tribute service in Atlanta, but it's not clear if Rosalynn's husband, former President Jimmy Carter, will be attending. Can artificial intelligence help with the climate crisis? More on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This week, world leaders will start heading to Dubai for the UN's high-stakes climate conference, COP28. Countries and businesses will be debating ways the world can react to, adapt to, and prevent climate change, as well as who should be footing the bill. One topic that's likely to come up is how AI can be used to help, something CNN's Claire Duffy spoke about with One Thing host David Rind.
AI has these massive predictive capabilities. It can process these huge amounts of data much faster than traditional computing, and in that way, accelerate the research or accelerate the discovery of solutions to help us, you know, avoid further calamity.
You can hear more from Claire Duffy alongside Rachel Ramirez on the latest episode of CNN's One Thing. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.